What's going on? Welcome to another episode of the Behind the Wheel podcast. But this one's different. Why are we so out of frame?
We're like so hot.
This is crazy. We're going to have to fix this. Hold on. It's coming in.
There it is.
A little bit better.
I'm tall.
No, you're not.
I'm pretty tall, man.
It's deceiving.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another Wheel Wednesday podcast. This is a live episode that we're doing today. And it's a special one because it's a holiday Behind the Wheel podcast, but also, guess what? What are we doing, Scott?
Well, I mean, aside from all the razzle dazzle we just did there, so we're gonna do the regular Q&A that we usually do on our Instagram and Facebook at 2 p.m. Every Wednesday. But we're also gonna be kind of talking a little bit about our CCD Max kit, which is our wheel ceramic coating kit that's available that you can purchase. I know, not super selly, but what we are gonna do is we're gonna kind of walk through how to properly ceramic coat a wheel. And we're going to do that live, but we're also going to be doing our regular podcast / Q&A. So it's kind of all intermingled, a little holiday festiveness. You could tell because we have clearly snow in the studio here.
And I have some antlers on. What do you think, guys?
I think it looks good. I look fresh, they tried to give me a Chicago Santa hat.
Chicago.
I don't know. Anyhow, do you feel like the table gets further and further? It's a Chicago Santa hat. You can clearly tell because it's got the four stars on it. Where do we get this?
We got it at a corner store somewhere. It actually plays music and
stuff
like that.
What?
It actually plays some type of music. I don't know.
How?
I don't know.
I feel like the music would add to the vibe of this podcast. Anyhow, we can't figure out the music. So let's get to it. Rich, do we have any questions?
Yeah. Blueberry says, y'all hear about Falcon leaving. Tyra, is it referring to? I don't know. Leaving what?
Yeah, what exactly is
Falcon
leaving?
I mean, the only guess I could think of is FD, but I don't know if that's right. Yeah, because I haven't heard it, but honestly, it's the end of the year. I probably had my head in the sand. I can't really say that.
I get
that. So let us know what's up.
Someone says, big fan of the oversteers, got them from my GTI.
Appreciate you.
It's nice to... I appreciate that, man.
Whatever. We got any people on YouTube?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, cool. Ask
some
questions.
You guys are flying through the sky.
In a snow-covered sky.
What I need is a way to soften my water so it doesn't leave spots when I clean my wheels.
I mean, I would agree with you. So there's two things I'll say about that. The first thing is, if you want information about detailing your car, including your wheels, go over to the Rag Company's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They know way more than us. The second thing I'll say, I feel like it's getting better.
Yeah.
The second thing I'll say is that if you have hard water, there's so many of those systems that you can pick up that do like, what do they call them? RF, now I'm messing it up and I'm live, so that sucks. But anyhow, they basically take the decontaminators, there's water softeners and different things like that.
Yeah.
So
make sure you get all that information from the Rag Company. They actually have a very informative YouTube channel that basically gives you all the details of what you need to know when it comes to detailing. Honestly, we actually had Anthony do our wheel ceramic coating kit video, where basically he applied this ceramic coating kit onto a wheel and taught you the proper way to do it. We actually took the tutorial ourselves from that YouTube video, and we're going to apply it ourselves and do our best to do it as well.
And we got to remember, we're wheel bros, right? So
yes.
we know how to buy wheels. We know how to ceramic coat them to our standard, but they are legit.
The experts, yeah.
Yeah, so,
yeah. This is what they do.
So that's why we made sure that the real video was done with those guys. But we are going to ceramic coat a wheel here, so...
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm actually excited to do it. You know why? Because I did it earlier today, and there was some sense of like, you know how like when you wash dishes and there's some sort of like a
comfort to it? You're never going to get me on that. Nope. I've never been comforted.
I don't know why. I was very like comfortable doing it. I was
yeah.
With the warm water coming down in my hands.
All right, this is getting really personal. I don't like it. Next.
So they were saying, yes, Falcon leaving FD.
So look.
That happened a minute ago, though.
We have M-Spec guys in the house here, and they're saying, haven't heard anything about Falcon leaving. 98% sure they'll be back next year.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything either. So here's what I'll say about this topic. And again, this is all speculation, and most of it's opinion. This is, you know, Falcon has left the sport before, and when I say the sport, not the sport, they've left the idea of sponsorship and activation, let's say, at a given series. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they have or haven't, so let me put that out there. But look, companies go through things, and a lot of it has to do with budgetary restraints. Not always can you pipe something into it. You know, there's a tangible and an intangible ROI that comes out of everything you do. And it's a very calculated, you know, equation. And sometimes it makes it and sometimes it doesn't. So I don't know what they're doing. But if Falcon was to pull out of FD, it doesn't mean they left the sport. They didn't abandon you. Their tires are just as good as they were before.
Yeah.
All that happens is they're not physically, you know, probably displaying and maybe sponsoring. But I don't know that that happened. So, yeah. You know.
We're not Falcons, so.
Right. No, not usually.
No.
So in the Big Fanger podcast on Wheels, go Koenig.
Oh, stop it. You're making me blush.
Peel rose before potholes.
There you go. Yeah.
Listen, it's rough. You know, everybody thinks like, you know, and we see this quite a bit. Like, we'll get messages, whoa, we're pushed in on me.
Yeah.
It's worse. But we've seen plenty of people send messages, oh, well, I hit this wheel and this happened. Or I mean, I hit this pothole and this happened. Mm-hmm. Like, and I've said it before, wheels are metal, not magic.
Yep.
Like, you know, we're not kind of the special exclusion to this. Yeah. We drive our stuff on the street, and sometimes you catch that bad pothole. We live in New York, right? Yes. Like, we're in New York. There are some swimming pools, and we haven't even gotten through the winter yet.
Yeah.
I would say by March, you know, you're going to be able to, you know, fill it up with hot water and actually turn it into a hot tub, these potholes.
Yeah.
They're rough.
I've seen them, too.
Yeah.
Do you guys have Koenig wheels here in Europe?
Yes. For wheels in Europe, you can contact Wheelbase. They have some wheels. But if you're looking for the most amount of wheels in stock available right now that are going to be the most affordable, you're going to want to check out racingwheels.eu.
Yep.
And that's Wyborg Engineering. He's based in Sweden, but he ships all over Europe. And he has so many wheels in stock. And that's a benefit for you. It avoids a lot of taxes and air freight and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we got Dakota Stone in the house.
What up, Dakota?
Yo, what's up, Dakota, man?
Man.
Hope you're doing well, bro. I see your YouTube channel popping, man. You guys, you're always doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, we always appreciate you being here with us.
It's cool. I think it's interesting to, oh, we're like, look, my face is straight up cut off. Just like that. Anyhow, it's cool to see people kind of onto new ventures and kind of be able to watch the journey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
There's more than a few guys that are actually, they're doing their own thing. They're kind of in their own groove right now.
Yeah.
And it's fun watching them kind of find, I don't want to say their own footing, because they're kind of bringing their own footing. But like, yeah. I mean, like, kind of finally watch like the start of a path that's probably going to develop into other things. You
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. So it's always exciting to see someone venture out and do their own thing, especially someone as talented as Dakota and Gels and all those fellas over there. They're really good at what they do, and I've been watching, so good stuff, Dakota, man.
Yeah, and Luis said if this podcast doesn't go well, he's going to venture out all by himself.
Yeah. Well, I'll have like 13 subscribers. Yeah.
This guy says, interested in some Koenig incident wheels.
Okay. Oh, well, then, nice. I don't know what we could do to help you with that, but if you have any questions, you know where to find us.
Yeah.
Do you have Koenig wheels in Australia?
We do.
We do.
The exclusive. Mullins. Yeah, so the easiest way to find a local dealer near you is go to koenigwheels.com/A, U as in you want wheels. No, just kidding. AU. And that will bring up a page where you can find a dealer in Australia.
All right. This guy said, I've been running gloss bronze Ampleforms in 17.9 by plus 40 for a year now. I love them.
Dude, appreciate you. It means a lot. You know, we say this all the time. It means quite a bit, like, when we hear people, you know, come in and say they're, you know, positive and sometimes even negative feedback on the product. You know, I always say that, like, sometimes the negative feedback is even more impactful because there may be things that we didn't hear. There may be things that we're not considering, and we can use that to continue to make better products. And we do that all the time. A lot of the reason we sponsor and we continue to do race programs is because we get so much intense feedback.
Yep.
And I can tell you from somebody that really has a large part in the wheel designs that when we start working on development, that feedback and a lot of that stuff, it goes into the wheels.
Yes, absolutely.
There's no doubt about it.
All right, for the people joining now, why don't you guys tell them where they can go for the giveaway?
Yeah, so the giveaway, we're doing a giveaway. We're going to be giving away a wheel ceramic coating kit that's our kit that you can get on store.koenigwheels.com. We're not doing it just because it's selling. I'm just happy to tell you where it is. We're going to be ceramic coating a wheel live in just a little bit. But we're going to tell you about this kit. And in addition to that, if you would like the chance to win it, go over to our YouTube channel, Koenig Wheels USA. And you should just be subscribed because I think you do need to.
Look at that. Yes, for you to enter this giveaway, you have to be subscribed to our YouTube channel, as well as you have to be in the continental USA. I am so sorry for Canada, Mexico, and all the love coming from all the other different countries, but this one is only specific to the continental U.S., and that's not including Hawaii or Alaska. Sorry, guys. You guys are too damn far. No, but we still love you. So, yeah, make sure to join us on our YouTube channel where we're giving away a CCD Max kit, because I know you guys want those wheels to look good for the spring upcoming spring season. You don't want them to be covered in brake dust or anything like that, and this is the way to repel that.
I'd enter for the kit.
That was the right word.
I'd enter for the kit, but my car has steelies and hubcaps, plastic hubcaps.
Well, keep your hubcaps looking good, man. What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Ricky Hoffman's in here.
What's up, Ricky?
Yo, shout out to my boy Ricky, man. Jersey in the house.
Yeah. Happy holidays, Koenig team.
Happy holidays to you guys.
Look at that. I'm actually all festive, man.
So this has been probably one of the fastest years, I think, of my life.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I feel like just yesterday it was, 2010.
Yeah.
No, but so this has been a fast year, and we appreciate you guys so much for kind of being with us and support and all that stuff. And yeah, man, we hope in just a few days you got to find some time to relax and enjoy the holiday. I know it's weird seeing ourselves like right there.
I'm like, we could see ourselves. That's why we're keep looking that direction. Yeah.
Yeah. We're easily entertained, so don't mind us.
This person says, using your Advanti racing line currently, but is there a plan for more Koenig 17-inch wheels and a 5x112?
Yeah, I mean, we have a few of them, especially in the Flowform line. So yeah. I would say check out that, depending on what fitment you have or what vehicle. I mean, when you start talking 5x112, it's interesting. You have brand new BMW, which I don't really think works too much with 17-inch, but then you have Mercedes, you have VWs, Volkswagen, yep. Audis.
Yep.
I think I said Mercedes already, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, so. And we have a lot of options for you guys. It's just really honestly, like obviously you're doing it right now. You're asking us a question, and that's what we're here for. So, just let us know what you're looking for, and we'll do our best via DM to answer those questions and give you some options.
Yeah.
Ricky says, who's your most handsome prospect driver? Who's Koenig's most handsome prospect driver?
Oh, it's hands down, bro. Hooman. Hooman's a handsome fella, man.
He is handsome.
Pause.
No pause for me. Handsome, handsome dude.
You guys have Koenigs in Bahrain or Saudi?
Ooh.
Bahrain? So yeah. I believe that there is a UAE dealer. I don't know directly in Bahrain, but I will say that there are plenty of other retailers that will ship into that area. But we are working on that. We've been speaking to a few different people. We've had them, then they kind of, they taper in and out just a little bit. So it'll be soon.
All right. Let's see what else we got here.
In the meantime, what are some of the cool things that happened in this year for us? I mean, you became officially president this year, right?
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah, that was nice.
That's awesome, man.
But it really, we're just doing the same job, right?
Not only that, yes. But not only that, we also decided, we officially launched our Forge line this year, which actually I'm excited about.
Yeah, I don't know if it...
Through our social media, it seems like a lot of people are excited about it, so...
Yeah, the Forge stuff is coming out. That'll be interesting to see. We should have it out in April, and if you want to get a little glimpse of what we're introducing first, you can go to our website and click on Wheels, drop it down, or you can go to koenigwheels.com/forged.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot more details coming in the following months about what the program's going to look like, how does it work, et cetera, et cetera. But, we're pretty excited about it. We built Forge wheels before, but never really brought it into the country here. It was always special market stuff and special projects. And now we're kind of like, all right, well, we've had a lot of requests for people that are on a lot of our stuff now looking to kind of make a different push. And so we're like, all right, well, maybe we'll bring some of these wheels in here. So that's there. I would say let's start...
You want to start doing it? All right. So,
you keep questions going as we get into it. You want to grab a box, I guess.
That's right.
We'll, should I switch sides, or is that your good side?
That's my good side, man.
I have a question for you, Scott.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
When applying for a sponsorship for the new year, how would you go about giving a schedule of events for the new year if there aren't any dates available right away?
Yeah.
Do you want to wait or follow up till later?
No, so I think what I would suggest is that you put in a schedule. Don't be afraid to put in a tentative schedule. Look, here's the thing. At the end of the day, if your entire program is based off of the events that you're going to attend solely, you really got to be something special. Like, in other words, if you are a solid race team that has a large following, or if you're a solid race team in a very large series, If not, there should be other things and other pieces to this value proposition that you should have. So noting which events you have gone to statistically, and then kind of putting in there that you will follow up with your definitive schedule as soon as dates are released is not a bad thing. But I would list out your intentions of at least the events and when you believe that they're going to be scheduled.
Why am I so excited about this wheel?
I don't know. I like it.
Well, so this is a 15.7 and a half Koenig Hypergram.
Yep.
These are actually Max's wheel. He actually got himself a 98 Honda Civic DX, I believe. And he's putting these on, man. I'm excited for him to put them on.
So we're going to ceramic coat this. This might be slightly a failure in the prop situation.
I don't know how much
I don't know how much you could see without having a camera down.
True, yeah.
But we'll give it a shot. So let's quickly talk about what comes in the kit.
Yes.
We're gonna graduate here. We're gonna go from what comes in the kit, just in case you wanna know, then we're gonna move on to the benefits of what ceramic coating will do for wheels and why we tend to suggest it, especially when you're getting that brand new set of wheels.
Yeah.
And then the third thing we'll do is we'll actually start to ceramic coat this wheel.
Yeah.
Then we'll do some more Q&A, then we'll give away a kit. You know, very chronological over here.
So just, you know, because what made you wanna offer one of these CC to Max kits, to be honest?
Well, Bob, seriously.
No.
Look, so I think the problem that I always had for years was that people would ask us what we recommend. And there's so many products that are out there in the market, it becomes difficult because, like, we don't use all those products. I don't know what's in every product.
Yeah.
Like, so to tell somebody, oh, just use any this product, any that product, any ceramic coating product, I think it's a really hard thing to do, because if it's not true tested by us, how do we say, yeah, this is a good product, right? And that's always my issue. So, you know, when the opportunity came to kind of work with G-Technic, which is one of the leaders in ceramic coatings and detailing supplies and stuff, we kind of said, all right, like, you know, this is going to be a really good try. And shout out to our boy Eric, who helped us get all this stuff done.
Yeah.
So we started our own kit, and it's available. One of the things we tried to do with the kit is we tried to make it so that when you bought the kit, one, you got most of everything you need, and I'll explain the most thing in a second. And two, when you got the kit, it wasn't just like, here it is in a paper box, right?
Yeah.
So the first thing you get is, you'll get one that doesn't have a little ding in it, but you get this Koenig tin. Afterward, you can put your coin collection in it, baseball card collection. Maybe you have some old Don Mattingly 1988 Topps or Donruss baseball card, and you want to put it in a metal tin with Koenig on it. Perfect, right? Exactly what you're looking for. So inside the kit, it comes with one of these beautiful little silky applicators. Not the cheap plastic stuff, not plastic, the cotton stuff.
Yeah.
That, you know, soak through and absorb everything. Then you'll also get a bottle of the CCD Max. This is the ceramic coat. And the cool thing about the ceramic coat, what we did in this bottle is we gave you a 30 mil bottle. Now, for those that are going to go buy wheel ceramic coat separately, you'll know that you can buy usually 15 milliliters or 30 milliliters. Now, a 30 milliliter bottle will allow you to do most sets of wheels twice, or the large sets of wheels, it will definitely have your back. You should be covered there. And I believe that, you know, definitely up to a 20-inch wheel set. So there's plenty of ceramic coat in here. Most likely you'll have extra. Addition to that, we also, right in the kit, give you a bottle of panel wipe. And this is a prep that you're going to use on the wheel to kind of make sure that all the oils and grease is removed from the wheel before you would apply the ceramic coat, to allow the ceramic coat to really bite into the finish and really adhere to the wheel.
Yeah.
So that's in here. So for the most part, especially if you're doing a new set of wheels, it's covered. Now, the other thing, you'll see this in the process if you're not familiar with wheel ceramic coating, is that you have to be able to, one, after you put it on, you have to be able to kind of knock down all the high spots.
That's right.
And the second thing you have to do is be able to buff off the product at the end.
Yes, sir.
And in this kit, which is usually packaged much nicer, it's just that we've taken this kit out a few times, are two microfibers that you can use. Now, I know that some people out there are going to say, hey, you, once you're done with these, you got to throw these away.
Yeah.
But if you didn't want to, maybe there's some use that you can clean them or something. But the ceramic coating does get fairly hard, and that's why you wouldn't want to go use it on the paint of your car afterwards.
You know, one of the questions that I asked myself, you know, with ceramic coating kit. Yeah. Because,
like,
you know, myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is exactly what are the benefits of ceramic coating your wheels? And I think, you know, from what I know and learning now, is like a lot of the benefits that you get is like they're easier to clean, obviously.
Yeah.
They help repel brake dust and any extra chemicals that may come in the wheel, as well as it actually offers a UV protection over it so that in the future, if you know, when you're using the wheels or whatnot, it helps it from to last longer, the finish to last longer and whatnot. So I think that's a really beneficial thing to do, especially when you're getting yourself a new set. You know, make sure, that's why I'm glad that we offer it and it's not somewhere, you know, you're getting it from a different person, because at the end of the day, we care about the wheels as much as you do.
So,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, and so finish preservation is probably, you know, the biggest benefit that you'll have with ceramic coating is that, you know, you have a lot of things to, you know, and we've heard this before. You know, people say to wheel companies, why do you only provide, let's say, a 1 year finish warranty? Yep. But like our warranty is a lifetime against structural defect and then a 1 year finish warranty. And why is that? Well, because especially, maybe not so much on a painted wheel. Like if you're in a harsh environment, always go with a painted wheel. It will allow you to have a more longevity with wheel finish. Mm-hmm. But when you start getting into machine lips or machine face wheels or anything like that, doesn't matter what company, doesn't matter what brand, what you're looking at is a situation where all the road debris, sand, rocks, you know, little pebbles, all that stuff, as you kind of go along the road and it kind of ends up onto the wheel just from the natural driving that you're doing, it tends to get stuck in these little lips or barrels, and it almost acts like a sandblaster. It just kind of keeps turning it around. And you're kind of slightly sandblasting the corners of the spokes and different things. And as soon as there's just a little tiny area of the clear coat that started to erode a little bit, all of a sudden now anything that gets into it contaminant-wise will cause a chemical corrosion. And then you're going to start to see that chemical corrosion go faster. Now, what a ceramic coating kit does is that ceramic coat that goes on the wheel, it's going to, you know, it's going to harden up and it's going to make that finish have a protectant barrier before it. And that's going to allow your finish to really last a lot longer. Now, one other thing I'll say, and I think, you know, Eric that you know was the president of G-Technic for a long time, he said that, I think he's put it the best way. He basically, when I said to him, like, hey, like, how long does this last? And he said, well, he goes, typically we say about a year. But like, if he goes, like, for me, like, I, you know, I garage clean my car. He goes, so it'll probably last your entire life.
Yeah.
But for you know, for some other people, you know, that are actively daily driving, maybe 6 months up to a year. And one of the things I said to him, well, what is it, you know, is this like, how do you tell somebody the value of how much easier the wheel is to clean? And he basically said half. And I'm like, okay, you're going to have to add a little bit more. And he's like, look, if it took you 30 minutes to clean your wheels before, it will take you 15 to properly clean them now. Mm-hmm. You know, if you had to take off whatever effort you put in, it's half. And and I think that's a fair estimate. But I also think in many situations, and Anthony from Fisher from the Rag Company, he kind of has had our wheels on his cars for quite a while, and he's used a lot of different wheel ceramic coating products.
Yep.
And he's the first one to say his wheels still look brand new after years.
No, and he really did mention even in the video, like it really is a game changer when it comes to ceramic coating wheels.
Yeah.
And I think just a lot of people don't get that, you know what I mean? And I understand that too. Like, that's the reason why I like that we're doing this, because sometimes being informed about something you don't know, and obviously if you want to take care of something that you're really passionate about when it comes to like my car or
you spend
an extra few bucks just to keep it clean.
Right.
And so lasting longer.
So we have the kit for sale on our store for $84. Now, if you look up having to buy a ceramic coating kit for a lot of other places, obviously it doesn't come with a tin, usually it doesn't come with microfibers, it usually doesn't come with the big bottle of ceramic coat, and it usually doesn't. You have to buy the panel wipe separately or the prep separately.
I've checked it too.
So it adds up.
I've looked at it before.
The kit is a good value, but
Yeah.
The other thing is we have a discount code running for this?
Yes, we're going to have a discount code running for it, which I'm going to announce on our story. It's going to be a 25% discount that you're going to be getting for the
remainder of today, right?
For the remainder of today. Yep.
Yeah. So today if you order a kit, we'll give you a code that you can use for the holidays. It's 25% off. Did you put the link for the certificate?
Yes. Yes,
so yes. What we also did is we know that it's 2 days before
yep.
the holidays, you know. So what we did was on the ceramic coating page, again, you can find that at store.koenigwheels.com. There is a link to click mm-hmm. that will allow you to download a certificate so mm-hmm. you can fill it out and give it to somebody that actually shows that, you know, hey, I got you a wheel ceramic coating kit
yeah.
or whatever it is. So that's there. We went through what's in the kit. We went through the benefits, essentially, of what the ceramic coating does for your mm-hmm. wheel. It will preserve the finish of your wheel for a long time. And yeah. you can, and then what happens is after that point, you would just reapply. So
while we're going through the steps, yeah. and Scott's actually going to be doing the applying.
Oh, I am?
Remember, we are doing a giveaway. Oh, I could do it. You know,
no, it doesn't matter.
We are doing a giveaway today. Just a reminder to our YouTube channel. And basically, the way that you're going to be able to enter this is drop a heart emoji. You have to be subscribed to our YouTube channel to win this giveaway.
So, is Max have it set up so you can't comment unless you're subscribed?
That's right. So you cannot comment.
If you can't drop the heart in.
Only YouTube only.
Yeah.
So you drop a blue heart emoji
YouTube.
Into our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Into this episode right now. Drop a blue heart emoji, and you have to be in the continental mm-hmm. United States to win this giveaway. So if you do that now, in the duration of this podcast, we will drop the winner's name. So good luck to everyone while we're doing this. And yeah, I'm excited.
We got
yeah.
a few questions.
Yeah, let's do some questions.
So a few questions might be, can you apply this kit to an older / used wheel?
Yeah, it's a good question. And the answer to that is yes.
Yes.
But the real big piece of this is that you have to be able to properly prep your wheel.
That's right.
First. So yep. If you have a set of wheels and they're not new, you got to get all the debris and all the dirt off of it. One, so that the finish adheres to the wheel, and two, so that you're not sealing in that stuff onto
already,
the wheel.
Yep, right? Yep.
Like you don't want to seal contaminants yeah. into the wheel. So you got to get all that stuff off. You got to do it carefully because remember, you're not really supposed to use acidic wheel cleaner. But once you do, if you can get your wheel back to you know, as new as you could possibly get it, that's where then you can start with this kit.
Yep.
Right? And that's where, you know, things like panel wipe will come into focus in helping prep the wheel from there. But you got to have it perfectly clean. And that's why it's the easiest thing to do is to have one of these kits and start with this kit before you even kind of get them on your car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get your wheels new out of the box, get this done. And there's some retailers, there's retailers, like I know Fitment Industries, I think you can pay like $79 or whatever it is when you buy your set of wheels, if you buy a wheel and tire package. And I think that they will ceramic coat your wheels before you even get them.
That's right.
So we're not saying you have to buy this kit. We're just saying we know that this kit is safe with our wheels. I'm sure there's many other ones. I just can't tell you which ones they are. Mm-hmm. And that's the deal. So look.
One more good question.
I love good questions.
Is there any concern with ceramic coating wheels that might get used on a track day and get very hot from repetitive heavy braking?
So the answer to that is no. From what I understand, you know, the wheel will not get hot enough to distort the ceramic coat. You know, I'm not sure about that 1,000%, but I know that plenty of cars that are using ceramic coated wheels are using them on track without issue. Now, what I will say is that, especially if you're going to be using a really hard track pad, which is going to create a lot of dust and debris, it makes sense to do this. Because let me tell you how much easier it's going to be for you to clean your wheel and get all that brake dust. First off, the heat, when you have brake dust on a wheel and you allow it to bake in, whether it be in the sun or the massive heat temps that you're going to see while you're generating that brake dust, mm-hmm. it kind of gets right into the wheel, into the paint of the wheel and the clear coat of the wheel. Many times we'll have people that will say to us, hey, my wheels are rusting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, no, they're not. They're like, yes, they are.
Yeah.
But these wheels are aluminum. They don't rust. And because of that, what you're seeing is brake dust that has kind of penetrated the clear coat. It's sitting in the clear coat of the wheel.
I'll do it.
And
I kind of want to do it anyways.
All right. You're not going to get... Don't walk behind me with a glove on. I don't like this at all. But what you're seeing here is, the rust ends up being the iron and the metallics from the brake pads that are actually starting to rust. And the problem is it will appear a lot like rust. You have to spray.
Yeah.
Give a little spray to the cloth.
So just a heads up, what I'm doing...
You bumped me out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeez, man.
Come on. Okay, cool.
So essentially what happens is you're going to want to make sure that... look at us.
Oh, yeah. We're mobile. Side.
Not sort of.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it's getting in good. So a lot of times brake dust will be the thing that looks like it causes rust. And the high temperatures that you're experiencing are really baking that brake dust in. So the ceramic coat will prevent that from adhering to the wheel. And when I tell you how much easier it is to clean a wheel that's ceramic coated, it's actually pretty incredible. It's like way easier. So... I think that's a benefit.
So just a heads up to those that are watching, what I'm going to apply first is the panel wipe.
Yeah.
Obviously, you want to do this just because we're prepping the wheel, so you want to make sure that everything that's on, anything that could be on the wheel, this is what this is for, is just to basically prep it and make it look good right before you apply the CCD Max, the ceramic coating kit.
Right, so spray some on the towel here, on the microfiber. I would say as much of the microfiber, give it a little spritz. Right?
Yeah.
And what you're going to want to do is you want to basically make sure that you cover the entire wheel. Now, I think a helpful tip with this is to use a point on the wheel to start so that you know that you made it all the way around the wheel and you can work very methodically. I typically use the valve hole because I think it's a really good point of reference.
Yep.
So we're starting from this valve hole here. Luis is kind of working. He's working.
Yeah, I'm working from the middle and then I'm working outwards.
Then he'll probably come up to the valve hole and he'll start getting... He'll do the whole face of the wheel first just to make sure that he has some sort of method.
Yep.
And then he'll start to get into the windows. He's doing kind of completely the opposite of what he said.
But, sorry. I get into it and then I'm like, all right, but yeah, we'll do the face first.
Yeah, I don't know that you have enough stuff on there.
Yeah, it looks on here.
A little dry.
Got a question for you, Scott.
Yeah.
Can I use heavy general purpose cleaner to clean my wheels or do I have to use wheel cleaners?
So here's the thing. I recommend that you use... a really pH neutral, non-acidic car wash safe soap. I find that to be the best thing. I'll be honest with you, all these wheel cleaners, a lot of them have acids and different things in them and it can really damage the clear coat. And then, repeated use, especially using brushes and hard things. Remember, here's a couple tips. The first thing is never put cold water on a hot wheel. Second thing is, when you're starting to get your wheel ready to be cleaned, make sure that you get all the dirt and debris and the rough contaminants off of that wheel. It's really important because what you'll do is you'll actually wipe the debris into the finish of the wheel. That's where you get those like almost like weird brush looking, kind of scratch marks inside the clear coat. So do that. And then, from there, really make sure that you keep your wheels cleaned frequently. And that will prevent a lot of this contaminant from building up. One of the big things that will cause, you've ever seen, look at a wheel and you'll see like a lot of the, in the corners of the spokes and stuff. I know you can't see any of that stuff, but like in the corners of the spoke here, you would see like, maybe it's, wipe that area because I just touched it with
my hand.
That's
all right,
But you would see almost like it's black and you can't really get that stuff clean. A lot of times what ends up happening is that turns into all the brake dust and contaminants that are baked into the clear coat, and that's why it's so difficult to get out. Now, there are some products out there, like G-Technic makes a product called Iron and Fallout Remover. You can quickly use that, but again, I wouldn't use it like all the time. Iron and Fallout Remover is really good if you have a lot of those brake dust contaminants on the wheel before you ceramic coat, so that's a product that you may want to use. Wheel cleaners, what else, what do you say? He said wheel cleaners and...
General purpose.
Use a safe, non-acidic pH neutral car wash soap, clean your wheels frequently, and if you're really like, hey, I can't clean them frequently enough, that's where the ceramic coat really should come into play. I hope I answered that question. That's really the truth. If you really care about doing the right thing, as far as making your finish preserve for a long time, that's it.
So, and another thing that watching Anthony's video that I learned as well is do not coat the barrel before you have the tire mounted. You know, the reason why is because the wheel weight will not stick, you know, once it's coated. So make sure that you're aware of that before you do anything. But that's why I'm doing just a face as of now, right?
But you know, the interesting part, I mean, the thing that I think this is the easiest is the fact that really when you get your wheels back from the shop, you know, prepping the barrels is such an easy thing to do as you put one each one on. So,
all right, so let's move on to the next part. So I'm going to get the applicator at this point. And now it's time to start off with the ceramic coating defense kit, applicator. Or no, what is it called again?
It's called ceramic coat, and we're putting it onto a wheel.
So one of the things that I like, the word that he used was drizzle. I don't know why. It's just weird.
You like that word?
I like that word, drizzle.
Drizzle he does it drizzle. For Luis. If anybody sees drizzle. Luis out in public, remember, Luis likes the drizzle.
I like the drizzle, man.
You know what I mean? He likes a little drizzle.
He said
oh,
drizzle.
Oh, that's a nice drizzle.
Yeah, he said, that's what he said. He said, right? Did he say to cover it up?
I feel like drizzle is what Snoop would use to refer to Drake.
My drizzle.
You know what I mean?
That's drizzy.
All right, so. All right.
So I'm going to do the same thing like Anthony did. I'm going to start from the middle and then do the face just, and then go around in the right here. And then
the windows of the wheel.
The windows of the wheel, and then hit the barrel. I mean, not the barrel, the.
The lip.
The lip.
He's going to go for the lip.
Sorry.
Now, Luis, are you applying this in a very liberal fashion, or what's your goal here as you're applying it?
So I'm trying to hit every part of the middle here just to make sure that I'm not, like, missing any part. So I am being liberal with it, but just at the same time also being careful and making sure that it's applied properly.
Yeah, and the other thing that Luis is trying to do is he's trying to keep the application even. He's
That's
not
right.
trying to make sure that he's applying more on one side or another.
That's right.
He's trying to make sure that it's all applied very evenly. Also, I would say one more thing from a wheel standpoint. Don't try to coat the lug holes, the lug seats. You can coat the lug hole sides, but don't coat the actual seats of the lug nut. Remember that a lug nut is bound by tension, and so if we're putting any sort of coating or anything on the lug nut that could allow the lug nut to have more lubricosity, then essentially what ends up happening is you will achieve a higher torque value than you want, and that's not really a good thing, especially with you know the yield on studs and stuff like that. So that's just a little wheel tip that has to do with you know what we got going on here. You're really smearing that well.
Yeah. Trust me, I learned from Anthony. Hopefully Anthony's in here and I'm making him proud because I literally was trying to watch him.
I think there's a potential that if he is in here, he's screaming some obscenities like, man.
You sure? I have never seen...
Oh, he's particular. And I believe that in what you're doing here, there's a possibility that he is going, what is he doing? Maybe. I could see a little dryness on this area.
Yep.
Oh, that looks like a nice smear. It was smeared well. So how do we do? Do we get?
I think so.
Go ahead.
Does it dry, gloss, or matte?
Good question. So what's going to end up happening is this product will start obviously because it's wet. It will start with more of a sheen. But what's going to happen is the wheel it will dry. Like if it's a matte wheel, it will end up being more matte finish like it started with. There will be a slightly just a little bit of more of a sheen than the wheel came out of the box, but at the end of the day, it's not going to be super far off from the original finish. Now, remember this is wet. We're going to leave this here for about 4 minutes.
Yep.
Another indicator that you could use if for some reason you're not using stopwatch and you're looking for around the 4 minute mark, mm-hmm. If it starts to cure a little bit too much, you'll see a little bit of rainbowing. But,
yes.
But at the end of the day, I think, you know, and Anthony said this to me, and I'm using Anthony because you know, like I know how to bro coat them and Anthony knows how to really coat them.
Yeah.
But you know, after about 4 minutes, the product is cured enough. And at that point, what we're going to do is we've used this microfiber to use the panel wipe. Now we're going to use a secondary microfiber and that's going to be to buff off the excess product.
Yep.
And you know, once we do that, we are done. Like, I mean, that's really how simple it is. Again, apply it on and try to keep it as uniform as possible. Wait about 4 minutes, which we'll time it up a little bit. You know what I mean? I'll
you know what's pretty cool? We've ceramic coated three wheels already, and this is pretty full, man.
Listen, that's a good point.
That's awesome.
That's a really good point. So three wheels have been ceramic coated. Can we get a shot in here?
I think people see the bottle and they think like, you know, but right. We literally did three already, like legitimately.
15-inch wheels.
That still has like about a good amount of wheel right. sets left, I
so,
think. You know?
So three 15-inch wheels have been properly ceramic coated, and you can see how much is left in the bottle. So this is, when I say that this can do, you know, a couple sets of small wheels, that's exactly legit. What I mean. You'll have plenty, and that's why we gave you the bigger bottle. And that's why, you know, when you put all this stuff together, we're hoping that, you know, this is a nice acquisition to maybe a nice new wheel purchase.
I keep looking at myself so I don't look stupid, by the way, guys.
How did you get
I got a very relevant question here.
I love relevance.
Based on what you guys were just saying.
Yeah.
Someone says, that's a pretty big bottle. Can ceramic coating be reapplied after a couple months?
So, yes. Ceramic coating can be reapplied. You know, it depends on your use, how long it's going to last. So you're going to want to make sure that you let the product run its course. Because at the end of the day, you spent the money on the product. The product is usually, you know, ceramic coat, once it's opened, I believe the time is about a year that it's still in good state to properly protect your wheel. So you have time. You know, if you use your wheels a lot, maybe it lasts 6 months, maybe it lasts up to a year, and you're able to do that second application before you get there. But that's a good question.
He said, I can do my whole block with that bottle. Sheesh.
Well, but listen, it was important. It was important to us when we put this kit together, right? I'm trying to figure out what the heck I'm looking, right?
It's pointing at the...
Yeah, we probably can get off of this wheel, I guess, for a minute. But it was important to me that when we put together a kit and you purchase the kit from us. Now, you could purchase whatever you want.
Yes.
But it was important if you're going to purchase it from us, that we really gave you a value kit. And, you know, we got the little commemorative tin.
Yeah.
I say commemorative because, like, you know, why not?
Yeah.
You got your microfibers. You got your panel wipe in the same kit. You don't have to go buy it separately. Mm-hmm. And you have this big bottle. So you're going to be able to make sure that you have plenty of ceramic coating kit, you know, to do, you know, let's say you have, you know, some smaller wheels. You'll be able to do them a couple times. You have a bigger set of wheels. You'll still be able to pull it off. And, you know, and if you obviously do it correctly, you won't have to buy this, you know, buy the kit every time you want to reapply. So, you know, again, that was important to us.
And just wanted to reiterate, if anybody's new is joining us, you can enter to win one of our CCD Max kits today.
It's a cat.
Basically, all you got to do is put the blue heart emoji into our YouTube channel live right now, and you can enter yourself to win a CCD Max kit. What was I going to say? As well as on our website, if you're here now, you're actually the only ones here are going to be able to get 25% off of the CCD Max kit with a little certificate that you're going to be able to download and give as a gift to your friends and family and basically say, this is for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations or whatever it is.
What's the discount code that they're using?
The discount code, I don't remember, but it's going to be CCD Max 22. Make sure to check our Instagram, but I think it's CCDMax22
that you're going to be able to use it. That will work starting after this podcast. It will work up until
tonight. Yeah, I have it running. Yep,
yeah,
that's
so
right.
So it will work all today. You can get 25% off. And again, we did put a download link for you to download a certificate.
We sound like an infomercial. Sorry, guys.
We didn't mean
to do it this way. It's just it was fun, and literally it just ended up being that way.
Well, we were going to talk about it, and we're like, well, why not? We should probably, if we're giving away a kit, we should probably give you like a 25% discount or something. I don't know, just for today, whatever.
And just again, the giveaway is only available to the continental U.S. I'm sorry to all our friends from out of the country. It's just that, you know, it gets a little expensive to send it out to different places and whatnot, or a little bit more difficult, but this is only available for the continental U.S.
You might be saying, why only 25%? Well, let me tell you that. First, we don't sell ceramic. This is not our business.
Yeah,
our business
literally
is making wheels.
Yeah.
We made this as a kit, and it's not like there's crazy markup that we have going on here. So the idea here is that we're bringing you a kit of value, you know, 25% is a nice little ding there.
So I think it's time, man. I think it's time to kind of start wiping this down.
Yeah, I feel that way.
Right?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're essentially going to buff off the extra, and we're going to try to do it in a very uniform way to make sure that we're...
So I'm going to do the same thing again just because it's the process that I've been following, and I'm going to start off from the beginning. then hit the face of the wheel, and then start hitting the windows, mm-hmm. and then the lip of the wheel.
Yeah, Luis calls this undrizzling.
Undrizzling.
So he's going to undrizzle on the wheel here. And you could see, for anybody that was concerned about like maybe the finish going gloss, clearly here, I don't know if you can see in the center cap, has started to really
Matte good,
back up. It has a little bit more of a sheen than maybe it did out of the box, but it is not, by any stretch of the mean, a gloss wheel. We'll get there as we kind of remove the extra product. So that's what Luis is doing. How about some Q&A while Luis buffs off?
I don't know if they're referring to the CCB Max kit or just in general.
Okay.
Where does Koenig ship to?
Well, remember, we don't sell directly to the public.
Yep.
So when you're talking about shipping to, we have vendors and retailers that ship all over the world. And that allows us to really cover most of the globe. There's we have places in Tahiti. We have a lot of dealers. You can find that on a dealer locator. KoenigWheels.com/ I think it's dealers. If not, just click on the dealers tab.
Sure. I've seen us deliver.
And if they were just referring to
the store.
Kit?
Yeah, the store, we're right now, I think we ship to, it's like spotty.
Yes.
Right?
I think we do Canada.
I know we sell like some to Europe and some to Canada and some to Mexico and
Mexico.
Some.
Mexico.
And some Mexico. To, obviously the United States, but it's on there. You can check before you purchase. Right. Yeah, what else we got?
I'm getting some wheels almost there. Soon I'm getting some wheels.
Sick.
Almost
sick.
There. Is the CCD Max limited quality?
Limited quality?
Limited
quantity.
Quantity.
Quantity, I think you need to say.
It's a good question. I mean, in theory, I mean, we only have so much in stock right now, but maybe not. I mean, we're, we have enough right now. So just
you can
buy them with a safety. But if your question is, will it be here in the spring? I mean, we weren't doing this as a limited time product. It may change. It may not come in a tin. It may come in a tin. It may have, green towels. I have no idea. I'm just saying, having a ceramic coating product was important to us, so we'll probably remain doing that. How are we doing? You're all good?
I think I'm good here.
Feels
you want to
like,
hit it a little bit?
Yeah, not while you're drizzling. I'm just saying, I feel like I can see
about
some streaking.
Would one kit cover an 18x12 set?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and I think you would have
with
some
room to spare.
Yeah. So, what else we got? We got any more questions?
People just saying thank you, go Koenig.
Go Koenig, yeah.
Any other questions, feel free to put them in.
What about coating the inner barrel after that you got the wheel weights mounted?
What about it?
Would you want to do that?
Well, so one, yes,
I mean,
yes.
I would, but
yes,
I would, but you got to really get all that lubricant off that they use to
that's
mount the tire.
That's right.
And that is some stuff that is slick, so make sure that you properly remove that. And in addition to properly removing that, you're going to want to make sure that after you feel like you've gotten all that gunk off, that you do put the panel wipe on there as well as the application goes.
And if you do get yourself one of these and you don't watch this video and you want, we actually have Anthony on our YouTube channel from the Rag Company that actually does the run through on how to do this appropriately.
With more detail.
So
you can watch it if you really need. If you didn't think that this was easy enough for you, then you can watch it and you can basically. I'm just kind of going over it here. It's like we have a lot of harsh light here, and you can really tell where there's any little hiccup of high spot. But I don't think you'll be nearly as picky when you're doing this without these bright lights.
I'll give you a couple other questions
here. Yeah, throw them out there.
How can you tell when it's ready to reapply the coating on your wheel?
It's a great question. Luis, what's your answer to that?
I didn't hear the question. What was
that? How can you tell when to reapply the coating to your wheel? It's time to reapply.
When it's time to reapply?
Yeah.
How can you tell?
How can you tell?
It's not hydrophobic anymore.
So, I believe the answer to that is you'll start to see signs of it breaking down and dirt and contaminants starting to be on the wheels. I also think it's going to be pretty measurable to see. You're going to get used to how long it takes to clean your wheels, and I think that you're going to get to a point where you're going to see it starting to take a little longer, in which case I think it's, at that point, reprep the wheel, and then again, you can reapply. So, that's a good question. I can tell you that that's pretty much the answer, but...
And it also comes down to, like, use and how often you're driving and stuff like that. And what exactly, like, really, honestly, what the purpose is and what you're driving. There's a lot of people who obviously are on track. Then there's people who drive daily. Then there's people who have cars like Scott who keep it in their garage. It's just really dependent on how often you're using your car. You know, so you'll obviously know when it's time to reapply. And the good thing is, just as we tried to demonstrate today, is that you have a couple of reapplications available with this kit already. So you'll be able to kind of determine that when you're ready, for right. sure.
So, go ahead.
I was gonna say, would you be able to use this ceramic coating on other parts of your car other than wheels?
So that's an interesting question. Intended purpose is wheels. I would say that a lot of ceramic coatings are have different levels and different variances. This is essentially, I'm going to say, more geared to the car. Do I think it would work? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But am I going to tell you to go put it on there? No, I'm not going to do that. I don't know. That's an Anthony from the Rag Company question, but we will get you the answer to that.
When will the Ultragram be released? I want a set for my Juke Nismo RS.
Sick. Nismo, the Juke is, so basically, I think we're done with this.
Check it out.
Scott's answering that question. The Ultragrams, I would say, are probably going to be out sometime in April. It's going to be kind of coinciding. It's just the nature of a launch year. Sometimes it runs a little bit behind. We're working on some other features of the wheel, and it's exciting to get it done. Trust me, I'll be really excited to get it done. But yeah, so that's what it is, right about April. Oh.
So in the meantime, while we're gonna be choosing the winner in a few of the giveaway, you wanna show us, give these guys a sneak peek on some of the new wheels that we got going on? The Ultra Van.
Rich, how many people we have on the live there?
About 20 or so.
Google,
Instagram, YouTube.
What's
Instagram's
what?
YouTube's 20.
And how much we got on Instagram?
Few.
Okay. So if there's anybody that wants to see anything, let us know, and we'll show you whatever you want to see. A lot of stuff's on the website too, to some degree. So
that's right.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say if you want to see more on the wheels as well. Check out our website, koenigwheels.com/new-4-2023. And basically, we give you details on some of the Ultragram, also our Forge line and all that you get to see firsthand.
Yeah.
All right, a couple people are saying, yes, they want to see the new wheels. Another person asked, what winter wheels do you guys run?
My daily driver is just like an SUV. So, like, I don't bother with that stuff. But
what did you put on your new car? What did you put, on your new car, on the 350?
So I recently put a set of our Forge wheels. If you go to
first one
our stuff,
it.
Yeah, I put a set of F2Ss on.
The life of being the prez.
Yeah, I put a set of F2Ss on.
Can we grab an Ultragram real quick?
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that.
What color are you wearing,
Grab? Why don't you bring in that the PB?
Okay.
Inside joke.
So what are you looking for in the holidays, man? How's the kids?
I'm looking for lots of gifts. Yeah. I hope they're going to give them all to me.
Yeah, well,
that doesn't really ever happen, though.
I was telling you the whole thing with I'm actually get like so. Me and Emily exchange gifts, and I love my girlfriend. But we work in the way where once I get her one gift, I give her another one. If she wants another one, I get her another one. You know how it is. So we get into that point where her gifts are piling up, and I'm excited actually to give it to her. But
yeah. So I think my favorite part of the holidays really is honestly letting the kids. Yeah. Open their stuff,
well,
see what's
awesome.
Up.
And your kids are awesome too, yeah. Man.
So let's look at the Ultragram. Ultragram is a 7-spoke wheel. This is a B profile. You can see the concave profile. It's hard to see how much the wheel is really concave from the camera angle.
Yeah, no, you can see it.
So. But, there's a pretty aggressive dive down there. So it's a 7-spoke wheel. All the wheels will be, again, knurl beaded. We did that in the Heliogram, and we've had some pretty good feedback of it. So if you are on the track, it will keep that bead planted and prevent some of the tire slippage that happens under high torque applications. So there's that. Also, you could see it's just a really smooth, clean wheel. We put a lot of detail into this wheel. I don't know how much you can see because we're kind of zoomed out, but there's a lot of detail. There's a really nice cut into here, and we have a lot of different radiuses and cuts up here, and because of that, the wheel in person just has a lot of nice detail. We went with a flange. It's kind of a recessed flange right here. You can see that it has actually a recessed groove. That allows for a stronger front bead against impact. So there's that. And we're working for some other features. There's some different radiuses that we have worked in this wheel. This is probably one of the wheels that will have the most amount of tech and feedback that we put into some of our products yet, which is natural. I mean, every year when we develop a product, we're putting a little bit more into it. So the camera's a little high, but, you know, so that's
people,
the deal.
People are saying that they like it. Someone asked, will the new bead become standard on all wheels?
Will the new bead? You mean the neural beads?
The new
beads. No, it's not going to be standard on all wheels. Like, for example, last year we introduced the Neoform, and which is a sick five-spoke wheel, but we introduced the Neoform and the Heliogram. Mm-hmm. The Heliogram is the only one of those two that has the neural beads. I think it's really like, you know, depending on what the race applications are or what the intended use for motorsport is, that's really what we're depending on putting the neural beading on. Look, I mean, everything has a cost to it, and what we're trying to do is make sure that we're not increasing the cost of wheels unnecessarily if we don't feel that maybe that's not going to be the one that's going to have the most amount of motorsport applications, right?
Yeah, for sure.
First question is, someone says, is that gunmetal?
So this is not gunmetal, and this is one of the things that we're battling right now.
Yes.
So this is imagine a gunmetal that has a little bit of almost like a little bit of a bronzy hint to it.
Yeah.
A little bit of a bronzy hint to it, but it's a really nice color.
And you can't really see it on the screen, but when you see it in person, you kind of are able to see it a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, you like in person, this has a little bronzy tinge, but yes, it is some type of graphite.
Other person says, gangster, no one else neural beads at this style and price, beautiful.
No, that's true, and that's one of the reasons that we're doing it. Yeah. So now the other thing I'll say is we are going to make this in another finish, and that's titanium metallic. It's the same finish that we've used on the like the silver-looking Heliogram. It's a beautiful, rich color. I mean, when I tell you that the Heliogram probably is my favorite color, that's not even a lie. So we have this cap is not plastic. This is a metal cap. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it is. And we went away from some of the screws on some of the stuff. Some of the people have said, hey, we don't like the screws, but we had done that originally because we wanted to make sure that the wheel, if the cap was remaining on when you're using the wheel on track, that it wouldn't pop out. So now with these caps, we did run a tension ring in the back and everything so that they're really good. The front is completely metal, which is nice. But if you're going to run them on the track, take them out.
I'm going to circle back to a CCD Max question really quick.
Sure.
Someone said if you coat the inner barrel after you get them balanced, when you have to get them rebalanced, will a balance stick? Will the weight stick?
Yeah, I mean, so if you have to get them rebalanced in a short amount of time, then you're going to have to properly, you know, kind of clean that area off where the wheel weights are going to go to be able to, get those wheel weights to stick.
Yep.
It's something you're going to want to think about. It's also, you know, I mean, how often are you rebalancing your wheels? That's a question for you, not me trying to make often.
It's
sometimes like people will not rebalance them for years.
That's right.
And then there's other people that will rifle. Usually you're rebalancing when you're getting new tires or if you're going to be doing something to the effect of, hitting a pothole and now you need to rebalance your wheel. Generally, if you need to do that, you got problems with that wheel anyway.
Yeah.
Back to the Ultragram, someone said, are they going to be offered in gold?
Gold? No.
No.
So this is going to be the bronzy graphite. It's got so much, like I'm looking at this wheel right now, and it's got a little metallic in it. It's got so much depth in it. It's such a nice color. It's hard to see from a camera.
It's a good looking color. It makes me wonder if something like Nebula Gray or gloss concrete would look good on it.
So that's the other sample. You know what? Let me help this dude out.
No, okay.
Where's the other? Oh,
it's in a box.
Oh, we have another sample that is exactly that. That's what I wanted. You know what? This may be a good time for testing, huh?
Not that one, right?
No,
Max, that's not
the one.
Hey, Max, your color that you like.
The,
give me a minute. All right. He also said,
no, you go.
I prefer the referring to center caps. I prefer the screws because it helped with the working on the car. I had to remove the axle nut with the wheels on it, and it was one less step I had to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, look, I personally agree with you. The issue with that is that we had a lot of people that don't know how to properly fasten a little tiny screw. They would, you know, think that you needed a torque wrench and a 12-foot extension to be able to put that little tiny screw on, and they would lace down on them, and they break them off or different things. And so we just kind of decided, all right, you know what, we'll try a different direction. Now, look, check this wheel out. I love this wheel. This is one of my favorite colors. It's a slightly metallic gloss silver, and I wanted to do this finish instead of the titanium metallic. Now, the problem I had was I lost a little bit here in the office. People vetoed me, and they said that they would rather have the titanium metallic. Now, I personally don't feel that way. You know, but this is what happens. We make samples, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. So, what can you do?
Someone asked, how long do wheel designs take to develop from start to finish, from drafting board to final quality control?
It depends. It depends on how actively you're working on something. I would say that generally I start working on wheel design. Like if my plan is to launch a wheel for the new year, I'll start working on designs in March and April with the goal of having them completed by June. That doesn't always happen. And also we've kind of gotten into more of a cyclical piece where we're not just worrying about launching a wheel at the beginning of the year. Sometimes we're launching wheels now in the middle of the year.
Yep.
It's the same thing we did with the Neoform and the Heliogram. So with that respect,
that's good, you man.
I love this color.
Yeah, I get it.
And I think it's different, but you know.
Max, I think it's that time to kind of start rifling through some of the giveaway entries. And just to let you know, one last thing, we are giving away a CCD Max kit right here on this live. The reason why we're doing it, man, is because we love to give back to our people, man. And this was just this is our people right here. You guys that are here, I know that a lot of you guys, we actually know you guys. So thank you for being with us today. Happy holidays to you guys. And this is our gift to you guys as well. To all your families, to everyone. Thank you so much for riding with us this year.
Yep.
I know it's been a tough one, but we're back at it and we're excited. And 2023 is looking very optimistic for everyone. So we're excited that you guys have been riding with us this long. And thank you. But again, if you're here, the CCD Max kit, we're giving it away. The only way to enter is to be subscribed to our YouTube channel, which you cannot comment if you're not subscribed. Make sure to put a blue heart emoji in the comments and you are entering yourself to do the giveaway. And it's only available to the continental United States. Again, so sorry to my peoples in Canada, Mexico, and around the world. This is only available to the continental United States.
And the code CCDMAX22.
And right after this, once this podcast ends, you're going to be able to use CCDMAX22 as a discount code on our website, store.koenigwheels.com, to get yourself a CCD Max kit at 25% off, only available to you guys. And it's only going to last to the end of the day today at 12 at midnight.
Yeah, all right? if you got homies out there you think that would benefit from the kit,
yeah,
you got to spread the word before midnight.
And if I'm one of your homies, you want to get me one?
Hey. Well, I was thinking more like, you know, give them the code.
Do I do a last entry call and I'll run the
yes. Randomizer? Yep. Again, last call here. If you want to enter the giveaway.
For those who are on Instagram.
And if you're on Instagram right now, you have to migrate to our YouTube channel because that's the only way to enter. So make sure you put a blue heart emoji on our YouTube live comments. Blue heart emoji that enters you to win a CCD Max kit today. Excited.
Yeah.
People say they really like that color. Someone said that they prefer the other color, even though it's not really either or.
So the question is it this color or is it the titanium metallic?
Should I bring the titanium metallic?
It's an A profile. I don't know if it, you can, but like, I don't know if it's going to be a fair, that's what ends up happening. So this is like, we'll give you both colors. You can kind of.
In the meantime, people are asking specs for the MK8 for the Ultragram.
There are specs. I don't know if it's there are wheels. So this is an A profile. This is a B profile. You can see.
Even this one's very
kind of, it's good looking.
Look at these. I like how these come in like that.
This is titanium metallic. This is the wheel that we have not named yet because we're thinking not going to do it. So, A or B? A or B?
Once again, if you're on the YouTube.
Or B. I'm just saying, so throw in your A or B comment. Which one would you rather have? Not the profile, just the color. Just talk about color. A, B. A, B.
And meanwhile, while you do that, and you're here with us, make sure to put a blue emoji onto our YouTube channel to enter yourself to win a CCD Max kit. It's our wheel ceramic coating kit that you can win today. As a holiday thing, man. There's nothing tied behind it. We just wanted to give something away to our peoples, and you guys are our people, so thank you for being here with us again.
Someone said, oh, the YouTube looks fancy when the green screen works.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right? Look at this.
I know.
That's funny.
You didn't realize it was snowing.
Yeah, we had a whole... We're flying right now.
What did you say was A and which one was B?
A is the titanium metallic. B is this color.
Okay, so I guess...
what's winning?
It looks pretty dead even. I'm not even joking.
Come on, guys.
One, two, three, four B's, and then one, two, three, four, five A's.
Yeah, man.
All right, well.
A six? No, now it's even. Now it's five and five.
See, you guys aren't helping. You got to get on one side or the other.
You know
Make
what? But
easy.
I get that, though, because it's kind of like a.
There's a lot of people on the chat. Just do the hearts one more time.
So I get that for sure, man. Like, it's
we got to do this giveaway soon.
Yeah, no, for sure. We got to do it soon, man. But yeah, once again, if you're in the YouTube channel, make sure to put it. All you got to do is put in a blue heart emoji, man, and you're entering yourself to win a CCD Max kit. That basically means I'm just going to send it to you, and you can give it to a homie, or you can keep it for yourself and make sure that you're in the spring season comes up, you're looking fresh and clean and good and protected.
Unless you're in Canada.
Unless you're in Canada,
not so fast, Canada.
Unfortunately, this is only available to the continental United States, and that does not include Alaska or Hawaii. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Alaho.
If you're
you know
in,
what I mean?
If you're
peace
in
to you guys.
Alaho,
you know?
It's aloha.
No. That's how you say like peace. Yeah. No,
I learned something today. Yeah. So if you're in Scandinavia over there, you can't.
unfortunately, if you're
come on, it's getting cold. It's snowing over here.
Yeah, man. I'm
freezing.
We're flying. Mahalo. Mahalo. That's the word I was looking for.
So what was a
it means something.
Oahu?
It definitely means something, though.
Oahu
I don't know what it means.
Island next to the bar. Wait, get the slipper. Get the slipper.
From what I got here, I think more people like the titanium metallic.
I knew it.
Well,
though.
That's what everybody said. So
yeah.
Thank you, guys. You
but
have
you know what
vetoed me once again. See you later, great color that we won't use.
Yeah, that's the way that it seems.
And this one's the winner.
Okay, titanium metallic.
Good, I mean,
look for them. Look for them coming.
Even the A profile. Like I like how these come in, man.
Luis, we gotta button this up. Here's the go. Ready? Here's the deal. If you are on Instagram, go over to our YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed. You can't comment if you don't subscribe. If you want to win a CCD Max kit, it has all the contents to be able to properly ceramic coat your wheels. Everything is in here. We sell this for $84 on our website. Today only. This sounds so silly. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Anyhow, from today only up until midnight, just as a thank you to you guys for the people that tuned into this, if you use the code CCDKIT, right?
CCDMAX22
as the code, you got 25% off this kit. And in addition to that, we're going to give away a kit right now. To do that, go over to our YouTube channel. Again, you have to be subscribed. Make sure you click on the little blue. Put a blue heart emoji into the comment. And we're going to draw out somebody right now. And if you didn't listen to us and you are outside of the continental U.S., I promise you, you're not getting one of these kits.
And by the way, if we choose you and you're not here anymore,
you
have only 48 hours to respond. And then we're going to give it away to a secondary winner.
Yeah. And maybe,
you know,
maybe we'll give away this Chicago Santa hat.
That's a nice hat.
Chicago Santa hat.
I got that at...
Why the four stars?
I have no clue.
I'm telling you, it's either a Chicago Santa
hat. There was another
hat
as well that had like music to it, and for some reason this one doesn't, and I probably bought the broken one.
This one has a light. It's broken.
Yeah, no, I bought the broken one.
Yeah. They forgot another star. Anyhow.
But yeah, man.
Communist.
Again, I'm excited for 2023. There's a lot going on for 2023. Make sure to check out our website, our Instagram. If you're with us already, you've already been there. So
all right, we got a winner.
Thank you so much.
We got
guys.
A winner. Who's right. getting the CCD Max freshness to be able to properly coat their wheels? Hopefully they're new wheels. Hopefully they're Koenig wheels. But if they are with all those things,
the winner is
Infamy?
Infamy, at
is
Infamy.
That like, is that like their handle?
That's their handle, yep. Yep, so at Infamy, make sure to hit us up on our Instagram. So hit us up on our Instagram and send us over your information. Basically what we need
Hold on one second. Infamy, if you're still watching, go in, make another comment on our YouTube channel and put your handle, your Instagram handle, so we know it's you when you
that's
contact
right, that's
us.
That's right.
And then what we'll do is we'll send us a message on Instagram, and we'll go ahead and we'll get your address, and
that's right.
We'll get you out this freshness.
And you have 48 hours to respond, as well as you have to be in the continental United States to be able to win this CCD Max kit.
Yeah.
All right. With that said, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Happy holidays.
Happy
from
holidays.
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, look, it means. I know I say this quite a bit, but it means a lot to us that you guys support us and continue to tune in, even when you know. Not everybody has their wheels. We're good with it. Just come hang out. Like, we're just car people doing car things. And it means a lot to us. And we hope that you and your families have just a wonderful holiday and an amazing new year. Look forward to so many good things to come. So take care of yourself. Be healthy. Be happy. We will catch you soon.
Peace.
Real soon.